AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Barriers have gone up near the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., where former President Donald Trump is due to be arraigned this afternoon. He faces criminal charges after a special counsel alleged Trump sought to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says today's appearance will likely be quick.
One of the lawyers who's been representing Mr. Trump will enter a permanent notice of appearance, in this case in district court, at which point he will enter a not guilty plea on behalf of Mr. Trump.
Trump and his legal team contend the charges are politically motivated. The special counsel alleges Trump tried to take away the right of Americans to make their votes count. In Tennessee, the two black lawmakers who were forced out by colleagues over a gun control debate are trying to permanently win back their seats.
Tennessee Representatives Justin Pearson and Justin Jones, who are black, were expelled from the state legislature in the spring for their involvement in a gun control protest on the House floor. Pearson and Jones were reinstated by local officials, but in order to fully take back their positions, they must advance through today's special election. I'm Donna Water.
A reenactment today at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. It's part of a civil lawsuit against the former school resource officer. In Niger, hundreds rallied in support of the ruling junta, denouncing France and others who've criticized the coup. In the U.S., Bud Light has found out its ad campaign with a transgender influencer did not go well with customers.
Revenue in the United States declined by 10.5% in the April to June period compared to a year earlier. Sales plunged amid a conservative backlash over an advertising campaign featuring transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney.
This is AP News.
A Russian court has imposed a $4,400 fine on technology company Apple for failing to remove material deemed to be false information about Russia's military actions in Ukraine. A justice of the peace in a magistrate's court announced that he found Apple guilty of failing to delete podcasts and apps that spread false information about the conflict. The court has also fined the Wikimedia Foundation $33,000 for retaining material on Russian-language Wikipedia pages. Interfax news agency said the court believed the information violated a law against discrediting Russia's military and spreading false information about the Ukraine conflict. Since the start of the war, Russia has enforced various punitive measures on any criticism or questioning of the military campaign. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.